The Motorcycle Club Chaplain: How Christians Serve with Humility, Courage, and Wisdom. What does a motorcycle club chaplain actually do? At the most basic level, a motorcycle club chaplain offers Christian presence, spiritual care, and wise support in settings shaped by riding culture, community loyalty, grief, identity, and trust. But that simple description needs more explanation, because good chaplaincy is not about title first. It is about conduct. A motorcycle chaplain serves with humility. That means you do not assume access. You do not appoint yourself as everybody's spiritual guide. You do not walk into sensitive settings as if your good intentions automatically give you the right to speak. Humility understands that trust is earned slowly. It also understands that culture matters. A wise chaplain pays attention, learns the environment, respects leadership, and avoids acting like an outsider trying to become an insider overnight. A motorcycle chaplain also serves with courage. Not loud courage. Not theatrical courage. Quiet courage. Quiet courage is the ability to stay present when grief is heavy, when emotions run strong, when someone is guarded, or when the situation feels awkward. Quiet courage helps you show up at a hospital, stand near a family after a crash, remain calm in tense conversations, and offer prayer gently when invited. Courage in chaplaincy is not domination. It is steadiness. A motorcycle chaplain also serves with wisdom. Wisdom knows that timing matters. Tone matters. Privacy matters. Words matter. The same sentence can help one person and harm another depending on the moment, the relationship, and the emotional condition of the listener. Wisdom helps a chaplain ask instead of assume. It helps a chaplain listen instead of rush. It helps a chaplain know when to speak, when to stay quiet, and when to refer a concern to someone more appropriate. This role includes ministry of presence. That means sometimes your best ministry is simply being there, not forcing a lesson, not trying to create a spiritual moment, just showing up faithfully, respectfully, and with your attention on the person rather than on yourself. This role includes prayer by permission. A good chaplain does not corner people with spiritual pressure. Instead, a chaplain might say, "Would it be okay if I prayed for you?" That small act of consent honors dignity. It also helps people experience care rather than control. This role includes scripture by consent. That means you do not preach at people in their vulnerable moments just because you feel spiritually charged. You ask, you discern. You keep it brief when appropriate. You let the word of God serve the person without turning the moment into a performance. This role also includes boundaries. A chaplain is not law enforcement, though you may sometimes be around legal concerns. A chaplain is not a therapist, though you will sometimes hear pain. A chaplain is not a gossip channel, though people may tell you private things. A chaplain is not a club politician, though you may observe leadership tensions. Clear role boundaries help preserve trust and keep the ministry clean. In Christian Leaders Institute language, this is whole person care. Human beings are embodied souls. Their spiritual life is tied to emotional, relational, physical, and moral realities. A motorcycle chaplain sees that. You are not dealing with issues in isolation. You are caring for people whose road life, losses, relationships, hopes, fears, and spiritual questions are all intertwined. So what kind of person makes a good motorcycle chaplain? Someone teachable. Someone steady. Someone who can listen. Someone who does not need attention. Someone who honors confidentiality with limits. Someone who respects people without flattering sin. Someone who can carry Christ into hard spaces without turning every moment into a sermon? That is the kind of chaplain this course is trying to help form. Not impressive. Faithful. Not forceful. Trustworthy. And not dramatic. Useful.